Welcome in the crew from North Platte Habitat for Humanity. Daylene joining us, and Daylene Skates and John Hales joining us here in the studio. Good to have you guys back in.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Top of the morning to you.
John, how's retirement treating you?
You know, good.
You got your got your retirement outfit on this morning with the hoodie and the hat?
Yeah, I'm incognito.
Incognito.
He had to retire to keep up with everything that he's got going on.
Yeah.
This disrupted my schedule this morning, this early in the day.
You haven't seen this time of day since your working days, probably.
I have it. It's great.
Sun.
Yeah.
So, Daylene, tell us how the month of October has been treating Habitat for Humanity.
Well, as you know, we're busy over there with the houses, mm-hmm. trying to get them finished up. We want to get our families in before it gets too much chillier. So we're looking at doing a dedication in November.
Okay.
Get our first family in this. And these families this year, gracious, patient. They've been waiting through the pandemic to get their house.
So good workers.
They put in that sweat equity, is what you're saying, John?
Yeah, and their skills sweat equity.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They did. They're both good job.
Yes.
Good.
Both families have been very understanding about the challenges that we have been faced with this year. So,
of which there's many.
Mm-hmm. Of which there have been many, but we're seeing some light at the end of the tunnel. We'll be able to hand the keys over and get them into their safe, decent, affordable home here pretty soon.
Has the supply chain issues really bothered Habitat for Humanity locally, Daylene, John?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've soldiered through it. It hasn't been, I don't know, maybe it has been terrible. I mean, it's not been good. And you have to be, it's upped our game a little bit because we have to think so far ahead to get mm-hmm. stuff ordered and things like that.
You guys were already thinking far ahead, I thought.
Know. Well, we were, and this just made it that much more challenging. And fortunately, we have a outstanding executive director that has taken that on full force and done a whale of a job.
Thanks.
There'll be no raise involved.
No. I assume.
But yeah, a cup of coffee.
It has made it tougher. It really has. But things are letting up. Prices are coming down. Pricing is another thing. You know, it's
sure.
It's costing us a lot more to build a house now, and you know, you hate to see that, but it is what it is.
You know more about it than anybody that I've talked to, John, and about me personally too. But has it been tough to get some of the typical supplies that you would normally need to?
Oh yes, definitely.
Just not on the shelves as much, and if
yeah.
it is more expensive.
Yes, mm-hmm. definitely. Just the price of lumber in general. Earlier in the you know, summer really was hurting us. Windows were a big problem.
Really?
We were having trouble getting windows and had to order those like 12 weeks out.
And bathtubs. That
yeah.
was a struggle.
Really?
Yeah.
But let me tell you, the partners that we work with, the lumber yards and the subs that we work with, they just bend over backwards to help
Good.
Us. They've been very gracious and as helpful as they possibly could be. And so I just can't say enough good things about our partners here mm-hmm. locally.
You know, and I think they helped us through those tough times, too, because they had a better sense of how difficult it was to get this stuff. So they kind of, you know, you need to be getting this now and so on and so
they
forth.
They get it.
Yeah. So, yeah, that the partners with us have been tremendous.
Yes. We've been lucky.
So a couple of dedications coming up next month, Daylene.
We're hoping to get one in November, and then we want to get the other family in before Christmas, Knockwood.
Awesome.
We'll make it.
I'll tell you, we have the greatest crew of Corps volunteers that are over there. I mean, they're over there now, probably.
Oh, really?
And
oh, yeah.
Before
yeah.
sunrise, even.
And they've laid out their schedule. You know, they know they have a deadline.
Mm-hmm.
They know they've got a mudder coming in, so they got to finish that up. They know they've got different things coming on, so they get over there, and they know what they have to do. And they're just as dedicated as anybody I've ever worked with.
Makes your job a lot easier, Daylene, doesn't it?
They're just the greatest.
Of course, we're always looking for more.
We're always looking for more volunteers. I was over there the other morning, and a gentleman wandered in and said, "Hey, I'd like to volunteer." And we all went, "Oh, okay, yeah, absolutely."
You can't get him a hard hat fast enough.
You're like, "Warm some cheers if you want to walk into the Habitat crew and say you want to volunteer."
Yeah.
Hey! And we love that. Mm-hmm. You know, we love getting new folks that come over, and we're proud to show them what we're doing and teach them a little something.
And John's a great example of a good teacher. John mm-hmm. has the expertise. If you don't have the expertise, not a problem, John. You're more than happy to help, and people will walk away with good life skills, but there's a lot more like you over there that have that expertise that are more than happy to teach.
You know, and that's the great part of it, especially from my point of view, is I love teaching people, you know, and so many people think they can't handle carpentry and construction and things like that, and they can. They just got to be taught by the right people that know what they're doing and so on and so forth, once they learn those skills, they carry them on, you know, which mm-hmm. is cool.
Mm-hmm.
They may go home and remodel a room themselves and, you know, where they thought, "Oh, I can't do that." So, it teaches some life skills and some actual skills to do their own thing. And I think that's the coolest part of it. You get volunteers that know absolutely nothing about it, and when it's all said and done, they walk away really feeling like they've accomplished something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John and I were hanging siding a couple weeks ago.
Yes,
worked that out.
You know, we had skilled and we had unskilled. And, yeah, there were times I had to get, you know, a little
pushy.
Yowly, you know.
But I bring the right attitude to the job.
And that's all that you need. You just have to have the right attitude, John, and you can, anybody can get the job done.
Yeah.
That's right.
And as long as you can handle me yelling at you. Skates, get over here.
I've not seen John crack the whip too hard, especially in his old age, retirement now.
Oh, yeah.
About as calm as can be.
I'm as mellow as they get.
But, you know, we just had a blast that day.
We did.
We had so much fun. There was a lot of joking. We mm-hmm. we had a serious job to do. We needed to get the siding up on
the house. Yeah, but you can have fun while you're doing it.
But you can have fun while you do it.
Have good conversation, too.
And we were so excited about who we were working with, and it was a team effort. We had a lot of fun.
Now, Daylene, last time you stopped by the studio, we talked a little bit about the mailbox contest, I believe.
Yes, that's coming up in December, so we're really looking to finish getting our artisans together, get our mailboxes turned in by the 29th. They're going to be displayed at the Prairie Arts Center, so people can come by and see what they are. But the actual event is Tuesday, December 14th. I brought a poster for you to hang up.
I will be there then.
And an invitation to the event.
Awesome!
Yes,
awesome!
So we hope you show up. We're really looking for some exciting, unique, creative mailboxes, and this is our year-end fundraiser, so mm-hmm. the money that we raise from this event will go right back into buying materials and supplies for the families we just picked to get houses next year. So,
and December 14th is a significant date. That is Postal Carrier Day.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's why we picked that day.
No coincidence, then. I thought you were going to tell me it just happened to be, but...
No, we're sharp.
Awesome.
Yeah, we don't just grab a random
No.
day, But it's going to be a unique fundraiser. It's going to mm-hmm. be fun. We're going to have a blast with it.
And we'll put the fun in fundraiser.
Exactly. Everybody deserves a decent place to get their mail.
Absolutely. Got to collect the bill somewhere and have some fun, right?
Tristan, I wanted to tell you about our new sign. You know, we've had this big old gray building over on the corner of Cottonwood and Fifth for about 6 years now. And people drive by looking for us, not knowing where we're at. We finally got a sign on our building, and it looks awesome.
It's cool looking.
It
really
cool.
is a vinyl-like sticker on the side of it.
And really?
Yeah.
Where'd you get it at?
The nice people over at Custom Craft Signs.
Awesome.
Sue
okay.
over there did that for us. And
awesome.
Blew up our logo nice and big and stuck it on the side of the building. Now you can find us.
Awesome. Can't miss now.
No. It's pretty cool looking.
It is.
About
it's really nice. So. I like it.
And back to the mailboxes, John. You're working on a very unique mailbox for the December 14th auction.
Yes, I am. You know, being Habitat and, of course, hammers and nails and stuff like that. I'm making one that looks like a hammer.
And you're making progress on it, we
think. It's classified information. I can't reveal my sources or anything. Yes, we are. We're making progress on it. And of course, the deadline is coming up quicker than I want. But, yeah, we hope to I hope to have it done far enough ahead of time that we can kind of display it outside the office, lovely office that we were just talking about, Habitat office. So kind of inspire people to maybe kick in and do their own mailbox.
Yeah, so awesome. if you're an artisan out there, or fancy yourself an artisan, and you would like to decorate, create, build a mailbox, get your application in. The application is on our website at npahfh.org, or you can come by the office. We can get you one as well.
But give us a call.
Give us a call. 534-6251. We'll give you some inspiration if you're looking for inspiration, or if you've got your own idea, we'd love to see it. So, again, this is a fundraiser for Habitat. Mm-hmm. All the proceeds go right back into our program.
Yeah, stay right here in North Platte.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, right here local.
Every penny.
John, Daylene, anything else you guys want to add this morning?
Oh, we could talk all day.
I know you could.
We'll just settle in. We'll take our coats off.
Yeah.
Grab a cup of coffee.
Before you go, though, John, World Series underway.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Any predictions from you? You want to give us some analysis?
Well, you know, after last night, that was a strange last night. The first game, pitcher broke his leg from a ball being hit. And I just think it's going to be tight. I've always been a National League guy, so I'm pulling for the Braves to win it. So,
okay.
But
that's what you're cheering for. What's your prediction, though?
Oh, it'll go 7. It always does.
Okay. You know. If you're going to head to Vegas, folks, give John a call first.
Yep. It'll go 7. It will.
Well, guys, thanks for stopping in the studio. Look forward to seeing you guys next month.
Thanks.
As always, it's a pleasure.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning, thanks to local shelter insurance agents, Pete Bowles, Brent Rogo, and Bo Witt.